Hello, everyone. This is Victoria with the Ask Spirit Now show. I am so happy to be with each and every one of you this evening. This is my first time to be on Monday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I guess that would be 6 over there for you Californians. And I hope our Angel Michael and all the different friends that I have will know that I'm changing now. So it's so exciting to be with you. And I hope that you will all be calling in this evening for discussions, or if you want a reading. I have a very special guest, and I welcome her as my first guest to be on the Ask Spirit Now show for Monday nights. And Cherie has been a spiritual clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient. That means she hears, feels, and all of it. And a medium since she was a small child. And that's very interesting, Cherie, because I've been a medium too since being a child. Over the years, she has used her gifts to help build 2 successful businesses and several not-for-profit organizations. So we are going to both be doing readings tonight. She does dream interpretation as well as remote viewing. So how are you this evening, Cherie?
Oh, I'm great, Victoria, and I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for asking.
Well, it is a pleasure, and I love your pictures. I didn't know which picture was the short-haired or the long-haired, but the great picture. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm short-haired today.
Short-haired today. All right. Well, you know, it was interesting because when I was reading before the show started, I was reading your bio, and I was like, oh, my gosh, she and I have so much in common because you work with the archangels as well that have ascended and the masters. And I wanted to talk to you because earlier I did a show and I was talking about the violet flame. Do you work a lot with that, Cherie, at all, with the ascended masters?
I do work with the ascended masters, and it's so funny that you're asking me about that. But last night I was doing a meditation with the violet flame, and it's just wonderful, the love that you feel and that's available to us when we work with that. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I just did a whole show on it. And yesterday, isn't that funny? Yesterday, I did a meditation and healing on it as well with a spiritual group that I'm with down in Marietta. That's amazing that we're both doing it at the same time. We have probably a lot of soul contracts here. Now, it's interesting because, you know, I was just reading, you have so many wonderful qualities about you. And you work a lot with the guides and in helping clients with relationship and life choices and money and, gosh, general prosperity issues. And I guess we all have that. What are your thoughts these days, Cherie, with some of the energies that are shifting? I mean, I see it as a positive, but I wanted to get your viewpoint on it as well about, you know, some of the shifts that are going on in our world and in life.
You know what I notice, and like you said, we're going through a big paradigm shift right now, but I think it's for there's a lot of good that's coming out of it. You know, we're really realizing our true power and that we co-create everything that we experience. And when you get that, and when you really realize that you can co-create at a higher level with the angels, you know, our higher, ascended masters, all that is, however you see your higher power or a higher part of yourself, and right. You get that, then you can really create some magic in your life in every area, from prosperity to life choices to having the relationship of your dreams. And one of the biggest things that I've learned, you know, when I've been doing this work, especially for myself, is having a great relationship with you first. Because when you do that and you realize you're the total package, then you can attract the total package. You know what I mean?
Well, I totally understand. I was just earlier talking about the fact that so many things in our lives, you know, shift. I mean, we can have a wonderful family and something happens, or we can have a wonderful relationships and that person goes away, or we have friendships that transcend and shift and go in different directions. And yet we always have ourselves and that higher connection with spirit. And I'm going to tell you, and I'd love to hear your viewpoint on this, Cherie, but when I get not in a joyful space, it's because I have disconnected from spirit. And I find that when I get in that not comfortable place, if I don't go meditate or take a walk or do something to reconnect, my whole day is shot. I mean, do you have you that experience with yourself?
Yes, I do. And I mostly get that in traffic, you know. No, I'm just teasing. But yeah, I get when I have challenging days, you know, and then I got to go clear my head and clear my thoughts. That, you know, meditation works, because when you get disconnected, then your thoughts start spiraling down, and you're like, okay, what do I need to do? And you really do need to stop, because when you can reconnect and meditate and find your higher power, connect with your angels, then you can start making the changes. Can I say this, if it's okay?
Sure.
Law of Attraction, because you and I talked about this the other day. Esther and Jerry Hicks, when they're channeling, or she's channeling Abraham, says when you start thinking about something, and more than 16 seconds or 58 seconds, I don't remember, it's between 16 and 58 seconds, it starts manifesting on the physical plane. And I was like, wow. So, you know, you've got to be careful with your thoughts. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Well, I've listened to that same information, because I love to listen to getting into the vortex. And I also have a Louise Hay CD that I listen to, and I'll go out a lot of times to read, and I'll go take my walks, and I will say the same affirmation at least. I thought it was, I don't know how long it was, but I know it's, I say it long enough to make sure, because then you know that it's actually shifting,
right?
You know, to make that shift. And there's so many wonderful ways that everyone listening tonight can get that understanding that you are self-empowered and you have that ability to shift your own life. And no matter how deep down you get, now I have to tell you, I have had, and this is very interesting to read that, because I've gone through a lot of changes over the last 5-10 years, but it's interesting that when you get too dependent on a person,
right,
that I have found, and I'd love to get your comments on this, when we get too dependent on any kind of relationship, it doesn't matter what relationship it is, that we tend to, I have found that sometimes it causes people to disconnect a little bit more from spirit than if they don't, you know, stay connected with yourself more. Doesn't mean that you can't have strong relationships and wonderful love interests and fabulous relationships, but always stay connected with that self part as well. Talk to me about your thoughts on this. And I do want to invite everyone to call in, because Tariya is a wonderful reader. She will give you wonderful insights on your life, money, career, relationships. So make sure you call in tonight. But what are your thoughts on that, Tariya? I mean, are you in a relationship?
I have someone I'm interested in, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
what I realize, and this is something that I feel is important for if you're a woman or a man, that you first work on yourself, as I said, to attract the perfect person. And and what I realize too is we get so mad at that person sometimes, or have issues with them. Well, he did this, or she said this, or vice versa. But that person is, one of the things I realize is that person is not causing you pain. They're really just mirroring something that you can, that you need to look at within yourself.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and I was like, I would love to play the victim, and I've done that many times in the past, but I don't do it anymore so much. And I realized, I was like, he's teaching me this, or, you know, and it doesn't even have to be your love relationship. It can be your family or children, but for love, usually it can be the most challenging. When I feel, or my clients, when they're coming in and they're going, Tariya, when's he going to call? Or does he care about me? Or does she care about me? Does he ask me those questions? Then when I'm like looking at it, I go, listen, let's look at it from this perspective. How do you feel? What do you think that's going on inside of you? You know what I mean? Because it, really, that person's coming into your life to mirror something that you need to look at and heal, but also the stuff that you like and enjoy about yourself. And that's something that is really, really important, because when you feel really happy around that person, there's something about that person that brings that happiness, mirrors that back in you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, sure it does, because, I mean, personally, I've not had a relationship, a real meaningful one, for many years, because I wanted to make sure that I had handled all the, well, not that I'll ever handle all of it, but as much of the law of attraction, like attracts like, that was attracting the same kind of situation over and over again. And so I finally felt that I could attract a person that I liked a lot, because I liked myself a lot. And it's been a journey. And I'm not saying that I don't really have anyone in my life right now. I have someone that I'm communicating with. We haven't even met yet. And so it's just that, you know, I'm looking for that person who I, you know, you can feel so comfortable with, and that you are totally, absolutely yourself. Because what else can we be, Tari? If we're not ourselves, who, I mean, you know, we got enough people being everybody else. We need to be ourselves. And so it's such a challenge, it seems like, for everyone to be themselves. And it's like, you know, I look around sometimes and I see all my dogs and my situation. You know, I've got four dogs and a cat. And I'm like, well, what man in the world would ever want that? And I'm thinking, you know what? There will be a man that will honor that and will love it. That may not love it, but you know, they'll tolerate it. And so are you an animal person?
I am. I have my dog. I told someone not too long ago, I said, if you're going to be with me, I said, you're going to have to sleep with me and my dog, because my dog is great.
I can't imagine not having a dog in the bed with you. I mean, that just seems so real. I mean, they seem to take up more room than the people do. So but you know, one of the questions that I had for you, you have so many wonderful aspects of your career, is that you have, you work with some nonprofit organizations. You call it not-for-profit organizations. And, you know, you've built two successful businesses. And talk to us a little bit about what are some of the metaphysical, if you may, principles or spiritual principles that you use in working in your career and business.
Thank you for asking that, by the way. Here's one of the things that I look at when I'm working with businesses. And I want to say this. Love and business are the same coin, just different sides. So when you're more balanced in one, usually the other one will come into balance as well. So I'll give you an example. Right now I'm working with a couple of different businesses. And one of the things that we use is to build is like, okay, you're wanting to build your business and you're wanting to grow your business. What are you going to do for the universe, for humanity? Because when you're asking for more, what are you going to give back? And I think that's really important to share, you know, and it might not be now. It may be later, and it might not have to be with cash, but with time. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that I really, really teach is to give back. The other thing is if you're not getting the clients, the money, the whatever that you're looking for, where are you at in your thinking? Okay. Because if you're coming, the universe is always going to respond to, or your high, you know, let's go with the universe. The universe is always going to respond to not what you say, but how you feel about what you say. You know what I mean?
Right. So, I understand.
So that's really, really important. So if someone's saying, well, I still don't have my business where I want it, or when is it going to grow? Well, really, when are you going to choose that? And then we go through meditation, affirmations, you know, the law of attraction CDs, I think, are wonderful. Louise Hay, Heal Your Life, all the things that you and I have talked about, you know, before and things that you're mentioning tonight. But those are some of the things that I really recommend. Also, working with the angels and, you know, I teach businesses, heads of businesses to get angel cards by doing virtual. I love them, you know, because then they can start establishing relationship with their angels just by pulling a card. And I've got, gosh, three of them in the past few months that have gotten, oh, Tree, these really work. And I'm like, yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
But what it does is it's a stepping stone for them to build a relationship with their higher power. And that's really what's going on in this paradigm shift, you know, with love relationships, with businesses. And so the basis becomes for businesses is more spiritual. You know, and I'm not talking about religion, but spiritual, you know, where they're giving back and they're also working from a higher plane, higher level of awareness.
Right. Well, I have to tell you that working with businesses is probably an incredible way to do. I've always wanted to do that. I'm not doing that presently, but it's so powerful because angels, and I'm going to tell you, Tari, I can't imagine anybody, you know, I guess those that don't understand the angels, and, you know, not everyone has to believe in them, but I have a daughter that could see angels from the time that she was a little girl. Aww. And she'd say, you know, Mom, do you see the angels? And I will tell a real quick story, but I, for all the new listeners, because this is a new time, I was in California. And I was walking with my dogs many years ago. And it's not, I've always believed in angels because I've seen them. I feel them. I hear them. And so I was walking out in the desert and we were on a railroad track and there was no one around because there was just no way. I mean, anybody could be around unless they, you know, you knew they were there. There was a railroad track and I was kind of off into space and I, had my dogs and I on the railroad track. And all of a sudden I looked up and there was this man, about 33 years old, white shirt and black pants and very nice looking. And he said, "You need to get off the railroad track now." I looked back and there was a train. I mean, it could not have been more than a few, I don't know, very close. And I grabbed my, I mean, it was so close, it was scary. I grabbed my two collies. We barely got off the railroad track, did not hear anything. We were out in the middle of the nowhere land. And we were right by the railroad track. And I don't know how the train didn't suck us in. But I had my two collies there. And when that was, I don't know how long the train was because I was pretty much in shock. When the train passed by, I looked up and the man was gone.
Wow.
Now, that was an archangel. It was a spirit guide. Whatever you call him, I don't care. I knew it was Archangel Michael. That's where I started my journey with really connecting with them. But a human being like here on planet Earth would have screamed out.
Right.
They would have screamed. And also, they would have stayed to make sure that you were safe. And that experience changed my life because I knew that it was not my time to go. Haven't you ever heard that, Tari, that the angels will come and lift you out of a car so that you won't get hurt if it's not your time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, that's true. So, I've had experiences like that too. It's amazing when they happen. You know what I mean? So
yeah. And I'm just really wanting everyone to feel free to call. I know we're just chatting away here, but feel free to call and give us your ideas on what, you know, experiences you've had. And if you want a reading, Tari is a wonderful reader and I love to do readings as well. So feel free to call and at BBS and add your thoughts in here. Now, what are some of the archangels and the spirit guides that kind of guide you, Tari? Do you have any that are specifically for you that you find that to stay close to you?
Yes, I do. Is it okay if I share a story with you?
Well, we have David from, I don't know if he's from Mississippi or whatever, but go ahead and then we'll take David. David, hang in there. We'll be right with you. I'd love to hear.
Okay. Well, I was, every time I would get into relationships like you were talking about, and I'd be all upset that he didn't call. And it was just a few years ago, 10 years ago. You remember, you know how that goes. And I would see this man. He would always show up. He was in a gold chair and I used to call him Baldy. And I go, "Baldy, just buzz off, you know, because I've always seen angels around me and ascended masters." Well, about 3 days later, I woke up in the morning Baldy was there, but he was beautiful. He's actually in my room and all these angels were around him. And he goes, "You have a special work to do." And he had this ring on his finger and I go, "What's that ring?" He goes, "I'm married to God." And he goes, "You have a special work to do." And he told me where the store to go and meet somebody. It was a bookstore to meet someone who was going to give me some information. And he said, "Go at this time." And I went in that bookstore when he told me to go. And there was a lady there, but she was in the back of the bookstore and she gave me, a book. It's called, Conversations with God by Neil Bush. It was a book that really changed my life. But, it was about 10 years ago. Great. But when I asked his name, he said, "My name is Melchizedek." Pretty powerful being.
Well, I'm telling you, we have the connections. We just have to open our hearts to them. David, are you from, where is MI? Is that Michigan or where is that?
Yes, it is. It's Michigan.
Well, hi, how are you? Well, how are you this evening, David?
Oh, pretty good. And how are you?
Well, we're doing great. We have Tari here from Florida, and I'm Victoria from Georgia. So what question do you have for us? Yeah, we're pretty southern down here.
A little cold there.
I probably have about a foot and a half of snow on the ground.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, stay warm. What is your concern or question? We're going to let Tari go first, and then I'll come right after her. What's your question for the night, David?
Well, I was trying to see if you guys had any insight for me. I have to give blood work on Wednesday for my job. I have high blood sugar, and I'm supposed to have low blood sugar, or medium, you know, the normal blood sugar. And I was wondering on whether or not I'm going to still have my job come Wednesday.
Ooh, okay.
Well, David, it's funny that you have that, because I have blood sugar issues myself, and then I'm a diabetic, so I understand.
Oh.
Yeah, so I hope that helps you a little bit. What I feel is you've got that you're going to be okay with it. And one of the things that you need to do is, do you meditate, or do you have like a meditation CD?
Yes, I do. I do meditation.
Okay, it's really important that you meditate before. If you can do it 10 minutes before you go in there with that blood work, you know, even if it's just centering yourself, quiet thoughts, because you know blood sugar really responds, can rise when you're a little nervous. I think you're going to do okay. That's what I feel I'm being told. But that choice is really, really, really up to you. And your angels around you, surrounding you and helping you. I feel that you have Archangel Michael with you. I don't know if you believe in angels, or if you don't, maybe a higher power. But one of the things that's just important is to meditate the night before you go for that blood work. Well, meditate all the time, but about 10 minutes before you go in and take that blood work, center yourself and easy, quiet thoughts, because that's important. But your angels are saying, hey, he's going to do okay. We're there guiding him and protecting him, okay?
Right,
and
so
I will share what I was picking up as y'all were talking together. David, another healing aspect, when she was talking about that meditation, that is so powerful. And what I also want you to do is in communication, because you feel like a very spiritual person. And I call it a blood cleanse or energy cleanse, some people call them. But at the same time, I want you to go in there and just really communicate with the energies within you, communicate with your blood, and set it, you know, put the intention there to set it at exactly what you need to have it set for. So it's purely, okay, just like she was saying, it's a combination of, I do a lot of blood cleanses where you're actually going in and communicating with your cells, and you're clearing away all of the energies that send them to the light that will keep you. It's very, very, very energy work, because listen, everything in life is energy. So, you know,
yes,
what she was saying about the meditation, and just go in there and communicate with your blood. Communicate with the blood's, you know, situation with the blood, and see it. See the actual numbers that you want it to be. I mean, it sounds like you would know the actual numbers. I'm not into the numbers as much.
Well, it has to be below 8.
Well, then see it as below 8. See it at number 4 or 5, and just see it. And see it as the final result, and see you in there when you get the blood work back and they tell you, yes, David, it was a 2 or a 4 or whatever. Make your decision on what you want to be very firm about it. And because I feel the same as Taria. I don't feel there's going to be any issue. But, you know, you be at the steering wheel on this one, okay? And let Spirit guide you.
Okay.
Spirit is with you. Remember, you are not alone, so ask them right before you go in there.
And, you're going to do fine.
All right.
You got two people saying the same thing, so you know that it's right. So,
is there any other insights you have for me?
You want to go, Tori?
Yeah, if that's okay.
Sure.
One of the things that I feel is that you're here. Do you mind me asking, what do you do for a living, if that's okay, or...
I'm a full-time firefighter, crash firefighter.
Okay. It's funny, because I thought you were a police officer, but that I thought it was something like that. So you're a teacher and a healer in the way that you do it. So one of the messages that I get is to really start journaling your thoughts on the computer, because there's things inside of you that you could really communicate well with people, your experiences and everything like that. As I said, I thought you were a police officer at first, but journal your thoughts. Are you married?
I just got married last September.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, the love that you guys have is amazing, and you had to, not had to, but the soul connection is strong. You went through what you went through in the past with past relationships to get this relationship that you have now. to it, you know.
Okay. Then I just started taking some spiritual classes in vibrational healing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Teacher and healer that you are. That's amazing. But start journaling.
Yeah, there's something I wanted to share with you, too. And we have a couple of callers. So y'all just hang in there. We'll be with you shortly. I feel that in the next few months, and I feel like it's longer than six, but within a year, you are going to be going through a lot of self-forgiveness. But I tell you, Spirit keeps coming in with this same word, life-changing event. So I feel like something beautiful, David, is coming in for you in the near future, and Spirit is not disclosing to me exactly what it is, but just know that you're going to have a very beautiful, life-changing event that is going to be very powerful for you, okay? So I just want to share that with you. So we want to thank you for calling in, and
thank you.
Again, thank you. It's a pleasure chatting with you. We both enjoyed it.
Thank you, David.
And you have a nice night, then.
Well, you too. Thank you. Thank you. Frank, you're from California. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Today we had this terrible weather of 75 degrees.
75 degrees. Oh, my goodness. And David was just on the line with a foot and a half of snow. How do you explain that?
Sounds like us down here in South Florida. So
yeah, California and South Florida have similar. So what's going on in your world? Well, by the way, Frank, my name is Victoria, and Therese is with me as my special guest. So you're going to get two readings tonight, okay?
That's great, Victoria. Hello, Therese. Here's my question.
For you. Okay.
Sure. My question is, I've been going with this a court issue for about 3 years. It's regarding my mother estate. And I'd like to know what the opposing party is feeling and thinking and the energy around the case.
Okay. May I ask you a question first? When is your birthday? I was told that.
Sure, it's May 14th, the year
57. So you're dealing with your mother's estate, and you guys have got a court date coming up?
Not yet. We had one, but then it was changed.
Okay. Here's what I see with what's going on. It has been a battle. It will get resolved this year, okay? And what I feel is that the opposing side is lessening their hold on you know what I'm saying, like letting go a little bit, or a little bit right now. It looks like you guys are going to be willing to make some necessary changes or compromises where it won't be exactly what you want, but it'll be better than what you thought was going to happen, okay? So, or that you've been worried about hearing what's going to happen. Is it you and a family member, I guess? Is that true?
Yes, it's a family member. It's my older sibling.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was picking up. Who's the trustee, the older sibling?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I'll talk to you. I'm a lawyer, by the way, so Frank, we'll talk too. So, yeah, was there anything else you wanted to share, Therese?
No, I just feel like that she's releasing her hold, and they're going to be able to compromise and find a way. But it looks like it's going to, I feel like the next court date, when it comes, you guys may be able to work it out before or during that time, but it's going to resolve, and both parties will be not exactly what you want, but certainly a lot better than what you thought.
Yeah. Well, Frank, I feel that, first off, I'm sorry that this has had to have happened, but I want to tell you from a legal viewpoint, and I'm not giving you any legal advice because I'm not a California attorney, but I will tell you that it is so common for this type of situation to occur when family members have this. I was feeling that it was the trustee, that she was the trustee on this. And I feel, as did Therese, that things are going to shift, but I'm going to tell you, has there been a full accounting on this, Frank?
Actually, we just got the bank records. They gave us some records, basically like the card game 52 pickup.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we got a court order to go into the bank accounts.
Okay, good. That is probably the smartest thing that you could have ever done, okay? And probably that is what's going to cause the settlement to occur. And I feel that that will be. And just remember, with all the attorneys involved, that the sooner you settle, not that you want to settle for something that isn't right, but, you know, you are racking up legal fees. So it's always best to get that help. But there's something else too that I'm picking up from Frank is that your parents are just like not happy about all this. You know that?
Yes, it's because this one person, she got everything out of seven siblings.
Yeah. I feel very, I mean, you know, when you're crossed over, you don't have the same, you know, energies. But they're very disappointed that this has come to this, and I feel that they're over there helping. Do you pick up anything on that, Tariq? Do you pick up on the crossed over family members?
Yeah, I feel like they're helping. I also feel like they're working with the sibling that has the issues here, that's the trustee, and helping this person, you know, lighten her, you know, helping her let go. And that's what I feel. And also, there's a change of heart. That's what I'm just seeing too coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there. It's going to turn out good. It's just that I would ask those crossed over to help because. But anyway, that's our messages. Anything else you wanted to add, Tariq?
No,
sure.
Go ahead.
Sure, I haven't seen the sibling in over a year.
Wow, and, I mean that's.
And I was just wondering how their health is.
Well, I mean, I'm going to tell you while you were talking, I felt that something was shifting in the next two. Well, I keep getting the number three, but I'm going to go ahead and let Tariq see what she's picking up here as well. So I sense something's in the heart area is what I'm feeling. Go ahead.
So that's probably what I saw, the change of heart.
Yeah.
Okay. Frank, here's what I see. When you have all that anger and greed, mm-hmm. you know, and you're holding on to it and it will affect the physical body, blood pressure, heart, that's what I see. And, somehow it's affecting the circulation in the legs as well. So, it's a sad situation when that happens. But we either are motivated to change by inspiration or desperation. So, you know, there's still a window of opportunity for this person to come from love. But in the end result, they'll change. The change of heart will happen. But
yeah.
The health will suffer.
Well, yeah, and I feel the number three is significant. So I don't feel like it's years, but I feel like, well, I have to be honest with you, I do see something in 3 years, but it could be 3 months with the case. But there is, if anger is not handled, it can adversely affect a body severely. So you know that. So, I want to thank you, Frank, for calling in, and we love talking to you. And thanks for listening to the Ask Spirit Now show. I hope you'll come back next week.
Thank you so much, Victoria. Many
well, thank you,
to
and Tariq. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
And if you want to just take a deep breath, we have a couple of more callers on the line, and I'm going to do everything I can to get both of y'all in before the show is over. Bruce is from Chicago. How are you, Bruce?
Yes, hi there. How are you doing?
We're doing great. My name is Victoria, and Tariq.
Hi,
is,
Bruce.
Here from Florida. So, what's on your mind tonight? What's on your mind tonight, Bruce?
I would just like to ask if there is anything that Spirit would like me to know. You know, any guidance for the up and coming weeks or months that I may need to focus on.
Okay. All right. I'm going to just feel with that. And is there anything you want to say right away, Tariq, or anything to you?
That's popping up. Bruce, are you in a relationship right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is it okay if I ask the person's first name? You've got your first name?
Yes, Magdalena.
Oh, beautiful name, by the way. Yeah, I know. I love that. When you were talking, that was coming out as something with your relationship. Do you have a specific question about that?
Not really.
Okay. Are you guys married or just dating right now?
No. We are married.
Okay. One of the things that I feel with you too is that there's some changes coming in your relationship, and good changes, positive changes, and that kind of thing. Did you guys buy a new place or a new house or anything like that recently? Are you thinking about it?
No, not as of yet.
Okay, that's coming. There's something coming for you with that at the end of this year, okay, in the next few months, or, well, actually 10, 11 months now. Do you have children?
No, okay. Do not.
Woo, I'm picking up on that one.
Yeah, that's probably the reason why the bigger space, bigger house or whatever. There's a child coming too as well. If you don't know about it, you will soon enough in this year. So that's something that's coming to you in this.
Now, I have to say, Tari, I mean, I picked that up so strong. I see this little energy coming in. It's a child coming in, and I see that so strong because I see y'all going down this path together.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I see this little shift. That's not bad now. It's like Therese said, it's not a bad thing. It's just a shift. And I saw this shift, and I see this road going down a little bit to the right, and I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And all of a sudden, the little baby pops up and says, hello, I'm here.
That's probably the need for the bigger place. And so I was like, oh, because if someone's not ready for that, I was like, I'm going to just say it.
I know. When you said that about children, Therese, I love doing readings with two people, by the way. I just love it. But I saw that, too. I saw this little baby waving its little hand. It felt like a little boy. I have to tell you, it felt like a little boy. But that can be deceptive, too, in the sense because you can have, it's whatever's supposed to come in, but that's just what the energy I felt was this little boy.
It's a crystal rainbow and indigo child. So, research the crystal rainbow children. It's a special child that you'll have. All children are special in the way that they are, but that's a wonderful opportunity there. So.
Yes.
Are you and your wife healers or do any kind of healing work?
I'm the one who's more focused, on that kind of, I'll just say, way of life.
Okay, because I just feel that around. This child is going to make a huge shift in y'all and bring understanding and love and new enlightenment to you. I do see a lot of violet. It's almost like a... it's a violet color. I don't know what I call violet. It's a darker color than that. It may be the indigo color that I see, but this child has a huge amount of beautiful colors around, and this child is bringing that energy to you. And I almost said a she, so that's very interesting. So it's going to be interesting to let us know. You're going to have to let us know down the road. How does your wife feel about having a baby?
Well, we never really thought about it actually at all, not really focused on it, too focused on other things at the moment.
Ah, well, let me tell you, those little critters can come in at the oddest times.
I'm sure it'll be a big surprise when that happens.
Yeah, it can happen. When the time is right, you would not, and you know what? There's never a better time than when it happens, even if you're not expecting it. I mean, listen, I adopted my daughter from Russia, and I had no intentions on having another child. And she was like, hello, why are you taking so long? So when it's right, it's right. So just trust in it. Because I tell you what I picked up for you as well is just to let it go. Whatever's going on, there's some other issues that I'm feeling with your finances and stuff, but just trust in the process and let it go. Stay as positive as you can, and whenever those feelings of frustration happen, send them to the light and just say, let there be light. It's a very powerful.
Do you, by any chance, if I may ask, you know, my energies have been very low, especially, you know, well, I've been a little bit worried about, you know, health issues, I suppose, and my energies have been very low. Do you kind of have an inkling or an insight to maybe when that kind of will, you know, when it will start increasing, you know, getting back to my normal phase again?
Is it okay if I answer that? Or?
Yeah, you go ahead. I'll give him what I get, too, yeah.
Okay. What I feel with you right now is because you're the stuff with the finances and everything, but you're going to have money to have a baby, to have a new home and the whole thing. Money and the Law of Attraction by Esther and Jerry Hicks. I was really shown to tell you about that CD. It's an amazing one. There's also, I don't know if your adrenals, they look like they look a little low, and you can go to a health food store or acupuncture or a naturopath doctor and get something to bring those up. They'll give you much more energy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And from a timing viewpoint, Bruce, I think that, you know, I'm not sure of your birthday, but I know things are shifting astrologically around March, and I feel that you're going to feel a little bit of a shift. Things are going to turn around for you a little bit better. But I pick up that adrenals. Those are powerful. Because when you're under stress,
when you say that, it's actually funny that you say it, because that's what I think it is. It's adrenal fatigue, and I totally burnt myself out. So I am actually kind of actually spoke to someone who works specifically with adrenals today.
You can
start connecting with the adrenal gland and start sending an energy.
Yes.
But there are some powerful vitamins. I take them myself, adrenal vitamins, and they're I can feel the difference as soon as I take them. They stop any kind of depression, any kind of low energy. So that's the first thing you need to do tomorrow. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for calling in. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
It's a pleasure talking with you. And I guess Tari and I are going to take a deep breath and just breathe in, because we have time for one more caller from Laguna Beach, two Californians this evening. How are you, Pamela?
Fine. I love the two of you's energy. You're very sweet.
Thank you. We love it. We just started working together tonight, and we are just hopefully going to work together some more, because it's a pleasure working with you, Tari. So,
same with you. I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah. So, Pamela, what's happening over in Laguna Beach that's we can?
One of my goals is to connect with love this year and to find work, and I was wondering if you had any insights on that.
Okay.
Pamela and love. Okay. Pamela, is it okay if I ask your birthday?
Sure. 3/31/46.
Okay. So, and you're looking for love. I see something. Hold on just a second, because I see something coming for you or someone coming for you. Have you met anyone recently?
Well, I've been online dating, but it's like, I don't know about that.
Okay, I thought you had said that you were, but I see someone coming for you around May, okay? One of the things is stay online, because what it does is it keeps the energy flowing, all right? You know, and you may meet this person online or offline, but when you meet him, you're going to know him. Google twin souls, twin flame. You won't have any doubt when you meet him. But it is super important that you stay online, or because it keeps that energy flowing in your heart, and you know, and you learn how to flirt a little bit, which is always good. So anyway,
that's true.
So that's what I see in May, and it's going to be somebody that you've waited your whole life to meet. You know what I mean?
So beautiful. I want to share with you, we can get back, if anything you need else to say too, Tari. I wanted to share, if you're doing the online, I found an incredible site called the Law of Attraction, and it is a online dating, and it is from the Law of Attraction. I don't remember the site's name, but it is and then there's also a spiritual singles that a friend of mine told me about as well. But the Law of Attraction was very interesting, because I felt that it would had a little bit more depth to it. And I actually looked at it. So I like to know about these types of things. So that, I don't know if you're you should check that out. So, and I also want to tell you that I feel that, some good abundance is coming to you now. And I feel that is probably, I feel it around your heart. So I would say, you know, abundance does not mean that it is just love. I mean, just money. It's abundance is love within yourself. So I get the message to also tell you to really honor yourself and to treasure who you are and see the gifts. Pamela, see the gifts that you have for yourself that Spirit has given you, that you have acquired. And I really want you to honor that part of you, because in doing so, you will honor and attract a man, like attracts like, that will also honor you for those same qualities and probably even more. So I want you to be in gratitude for it as if it's already occurred. And just, you know, and another thing, too, that's coming to me is that when you're alone at night or whenever you're looking, you know, saying, oh, I wish I had somebody, I want you, please, somebody come, float them down the chimney. But what I want you to do is enjoy yourself. I mean, Debbie, I learned this from Debbie Ford a long, long time ago, is to be in, if you can enjoy your own company, then someone else will enjoy it. It's a simple phrase, but what I want you to do is just, you know, when you get that loneliness, just say, you know, Spirit, show me something about this valuable time. Because there will be a time, just like Therese said, you're going to find somebody and you're going to say, oh, God, I wish I had some of my own space. And, you know, so really value this time, Pamela, to honor yourself. It's a message that Spirit is giving me now, just to really honor who you are. And in doing so, you'll attract that person. And I feel the law of attraction website for you. I don't know why. It's very, very strong for you. So I really want you to check that out. What are you on right now? Do you mind telling us?
Match.com and eHarmony.com. And I'm telling you, some of the people that have been sending are darn right scary.
I'm going to tell you something. I mean, I can't tell you to get off of them, but please, if you've got an extra of whatever it takes, go to the Law of Attraction. It's even better than anything I've ever seen out there. And I've checked them all out. And I feel that law of attraction, the people there are incredible. So I always to know, because I counsel a lot of people and I want to know about these places. So that's my message, is to go on that law of attraction. Okay?
Yeah, eHarmony and Match.com, it's like they're just sending anybody practically. It's just kind of weird.
Well, I can't imagine anybody going on a law of attraction that doesn't at least understand law of attraction. I mean, that just would seem, you know, weird. So did you have anything else to read that you wanted to share with Pamela?
Pamela, one other thing. You kissed enough frogs, now you're ready for your handsome prince, okay? So enjoy.
I didn't hear you.
I said you kissed a lot of frogs, now you're ready for your handsome prince.
I love that movie.
Yeah. There you go.
Great. Well, please let us know, Pamela. You can go to Ask Spirit now, and I'll let Therese know. And how do people contact you, Therese? You go to TerryAbbott.com, right? That's your website?
Therese Abbott. Actually, AngelCoaches.com is my website. Angel Coaches. That's okay. AngelCoaches.com is my website, and they can find me there. And, if you Google my name, Therese Abbott, you can find me. So.
All right. Well, ladies, you are delightful. I'm getting a lot of good energy from the two of you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you, and we will look forward to hearing about your new romance. So just enjoy. enjoy the flow. Let it flow.
Yeah,
and
there's got to be life beyond cats. You know what I mean?
That's for sure. And over here in Georgia, the dog. So
thank you, ladies.
Yeah, thank you. Good night. Good night, y'all.
All right.
And I want to thank all of our listeners tonight for calling in. It's always so much fun talking with each and every one of you and feeling your energies. Therese and I have just thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, Therese, when people want to contact you, they'll go to www.angelcoaches.com.
Right.
And you do a wonderful reading, so I know that people will enjoy that. And if you're, you know, in the car listening, you can always, you know, just, you can go to BBS and they can contact us as well. And I do a lot of past life regressions for all you, you know, folks out there that don't know me, because this, again, is my first night on Monday nights. I do a lot of past life regressions using Rohan therapy, which is a very in-depth thoughts and feelings therapy that really gets into why the law of attraction. The law of attraction, as Tariya and I both know, works no matter what, but you want it to work the way you want it to work. Right, Tariya?
There you go. You betcha.
Yeah. So we both do a lot of work in that area. So, what else did you want to share tonight, Tariya? We just have a few more minutes, a couple of minutes.
One of the things I wanted to share with you is that you, I feel you're getting ready to meet someone amazing and wonderful. And
are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Holy Moses, this is nice.
Are you going to meet somebody wonderful and amazing, and it's going to be your life partner, however you look at that. And also, your books are going to be a success. Okay, so just to let you know that you're writing.
Well, I appreciate sharing that. I don't know that I mentioned it on this show, but I just sent in my Heart's Justice, Compassion in the Game of Law, in for its final editing, and Ask Spirit Now, it's okay to be safe in the world, or something like that. I'm changing it as we speak, but is going to be with the Hay House Balbea Publishing, and so I'm excited about it. It's, you know, I want to remind everyone out there, and I for our final words, if you want to write, write. Because it's not about what you're going to get out of it. It's about sharing yourself. It's about sharing who you are and being safe on this planet. And you know, whoever you are, it's to be safe, to be yourself. So it's very valuable. And what are your final words, Tariya, before we spend this evening?
One of the things is like, work on yourself. That's the most important thing, because when you work on yourself, you can attract it all. Love, money, general prosperity, and most of all, total fulfillment. And total fulfillment doesn't mean not having desires. It just means having those desires already met. You know, that's what I think. So I'm writing books and publishing them myself. So I'm excited.
Are
about
you?
Stuff.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're going to be having a show on Friday nights, you said, with BBS as well.
Yes, I am. So that's
good.
On the last week of this month. So I'm excited.
Oh, excellent. Well, BBS folks are fabulous, and I've been with them almost a year, I guess. I don't remember. I've been on Friday nights. I've been on Tuesday nights, and hopefully I can settle in on Monday nights. So we'll see. So it's anyway.
Well, I'm excited about working with you, so thank you.
Well, thank you. And remember to come to AskSpiritNow.com. And Tariya is AngelCoaches.com. And remember, everyone, to have a blessed week. Come back and visit the Ask Spirit Now show next Monday, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. And always remember to ask Spirit Now. Thank you, Tariya. And everyone, have a blessed week. Good night.
Bye.